This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Anna from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Monday, the 6th of July, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Equities were mixed to start the week. The S&P 500 was unchanged, while the Nasdaq fell 1.6% as of the latest close. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 rose 10 basis points, and Switzerland's SMI gained 0.2%. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 is flat. In foreign exchange, the euro-dollar rate is 1.142, and the dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. The U.S. 10-year Treasury yield is 4.46% and down 2 basis points on the day. Brent crude is trading at $72 a barrel, and gold is up 0.9% at $4,165 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Anna. Staying with tech, what stood out in semiconductor stocks last week?
Well, semiconductor stocks posted a second consecutive week of declines last week, with the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index now nearly 14% below its all-time high in June amid investor concerns over the durability of AI capex growth.
And despite that pullback, what developments over the weekend suggest demand is still holding up?
More specifically, Micron broke ground on the expansion of its factory in Japan to produce more advanced memory chips over the weekend, while Samsung Electronics is reportedly planning to raise average third-quarter memory chip prices by about 20%. Hanhai Precision Industry also posted a 40% jump in quarterly sales on continued AI demand.
So, how are you thinking about the outlook for the sector from here?
The key point is that tech volatility is likely to remain elevated in our view as investors weigh strong agentic AI adoption against the growing risk of a slowdown in capex growth. We maintain a positive outlook on the AI investment theme because the demand story remains intact, but we also believe an active approach is warranted to navigate the risks that are emerging.
Just on that, what gives you confidence that the adoption story is still robust?
AI adoption trends have been robust. Weekly consumption of tokens, which are the basic unit of AI computing, has risen by roughly 8 times this year based on OpenRouter data, and that points to strong adoption trends, especially as agentic workloads continue to increase. Recent cloud compute agreements between hyperscalers and frontier AI labs, reportedly priced at 4 times the prevailing market rate, also suggest robust demand.
And when you look at valuations, do semis still look stretched to you?
Put simply, semis valuations remain far from bubble territory. Despite the strong semiconductor rally this year, forward price-to-earnings multiples for the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index at around 26 times today are still well below the 150 times level seen at the peak of the dot-com cycle. With earnings largely keeping pace with share prices, we remain constructive on the semis complex. Consensus estimates currently imply earnings growth of 92% for the index this year and a further 40% in 2027.
Following on from that, where do you see the main risks as the spending cycle evolves?
The important distinction is that a front-loaded spending cycle means value creation may continue to shift along the AI value chain. As CapEx continues to grow, we estimate that hyperscalers' operating cash flows will be overtaken by their spending requirements in the second half of this year, with incremental spending increasingly funded through debt and equity issuance. Growing investor pressure for greater capital discipline could eventually weigh on valuation multiples across semis and AI hardware. Meanwhile, supply bottlenecks in the AI value chain have continued to move upstream, from GPU systems in 2023 through 2025, to server components over the past year, and potentially to semiconductor equipment over the next 6 months. In our view, that points to the importance of diversified exposure as well as a dynamic approach.
And taking a step back, what's the investment takeaway as that narrative starts to shift?
So with the investment narrative gradually shifting from strong near-term growth to the durability of spending beyond 2027, we think diversification and selectivity are key. We favor semiconductor equipment, foundries, CPU-related compute infrastructure, and memory within the picks and shovels of the AI build-out. But we also see value in defensive areas such as payment networks and data center REITs. Investors can also consider other structural trends such as power and resources and longevity, or substitute a portion of direct equity exposure with capital preservation strategies.
Great, thanks, Anna. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. Oil prices fell early Monday morning after energy shipments through the Strait of Hormuz continued to rise and OPEC Plus signaled higher supplies. According to media reports, six oil and gas freighters were seen navigating near Oman's coast on Sunday following the turnaround of around eight vessels late last week. Many ships are also believed to be moving through the waterway with their transponders switched off to avoid digital detection. Separately, major OPEC Plus members agreed to add 188,000 barrels a day of collective oil production quotas for August, although that increase remains theoretical rather than actual. Brent crude was trading at around $72 a barrel at the time of writing. Our view is that oil prices may remain under pressure in the near term as additional barrels from previously stranded ships in the Strait of Hormuz reach the market. But we believe the current price level overestimates how quickly traffic through the waterway will normalize, because it will take time for shipping confidence to be fully restored and for tankers to return to the Gulf to load oil for export. The Strait is now accommodating fewer ships than before the conflict began, and in our view, the recovery of shut-in production is likely to be slower than expected. We expect Brent crude oil prices to rebound to $85 a barrel by year-end, and we believe that broad commodity exposure continues to offer diversification benefits in a portfolio context. Looking ahead to Tuesday, the 7th of July, markets will also be watching Japan's 30-year JGB auction, Germany's industrial production for May, the US balance of trade for May, and US consumer inflation expectations for June. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.